100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon on the Cheap Headset, coming to you for the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Haven't bothered getting the Yeti. I don't even know if I want one. I've got the swing arm, I've got all that stuff set up, the bracket on the computer cart, but I'm unmotivated. I don't know why. Anyway, it's to the point where, well, you'll hear. Anyway, the weekly challenge this week where you earnestly send in your stories. Let's see, number 948, the topic is spread. And I'm going to let you hear them. I'm not going to ramble or whine too much right now, but I'll finish the episode off, which hopefully I'll get the right file name on. That's a part of it.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. My story this week is called Our World. Time became meaningless. We had no jobs to get to. We stayed up all night. We slept through days, all decided by the sound of the gong. It was a move away from the traditional. We had a few trips out, hung around uni campuses to try and spread the word, to extend our flock. It felt weird being away from the safety of the house. Apart from those trips, we had no contact with outsiders. There was no TV or radio. We'd had no more newspapers since leaving the basement. Our world had shrunk. And none of us cared. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 948, with the prompt of spread. So here's my story. The following day, Bilbert found Sabrina asleep, with a sheet spread over her. Touching her hand, she opened her eyes and smiled. "Hi, Bilbert." "My mom sent some clothes," Bilbert said, and held up some t-shirts with Kuromi and other anime characters, and some pairs of cut-off sweatpants. "She sewed Velcro on the side, so you can put on the shorts without having to pull them up." Excited, Sabrina said, "Wait outside while the nurse helps me put them on." "Actually, I have to talk to Mandy," Bilbert apologized. Sabrina's face darkened. "Why do you have to talk to her?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, Richard here. And with the prompt spread, I bring you breakfast. Please be careful in the kitchen. You'll find the floor maybe a little slippery. It's entirely my fault. But you see, I had to find a solution. I'm always in such a hurry, rustling up something for breakfast, that I invariably manage to drop my toast. You know how it goes. Always butter side down. That's why these days I never butter my toast. Instead, I spread the butter on the floor. I still manage to drop it all the time, but at least it doesn't matter which way up it lands. Oh, and that sticky patch is marmalade. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Spread the news, folks. Only one train a week from Monday onwards. Yes, I know. It's a pain. But it's out of my hands. Top branch has decided, and I follow their orders. That's all. No, Mr. Peters, I get no extra time off. I still have to be here at the station. Of course, Mrs. Lemon, but don't be so bitter. Sorry, I couldn't help it. And I see you, young Thomas, I see you. No more fun trips to the city, ladies, no more. Oh, that was a secret, was it? My sincere apologies. Well, now, everyone knows. And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzygoodgov.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Spread them. The cop's instruction was clear. Unfortunately, my interpretation of it wasn't. I did what I thought I was being asked, and that's how I ended up with an indecent exposure rap, on top of the original charge, for robbery. As he spun me round to apply the handcuffs, I lost my balance, accidentally punching him in the face. So, that's assaulting a police officer, too. The handcuffs caught on the seat as they pulled me out, tearing the fabric. That's criminal damage then. I got away, scot-free. In the confusion, they forgot to read me my rights.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And countdown begins. 52 weeks to 1,000. And my story this evening is called The Spread. Chicago was a union town, and every neighborhood had a union bar which often served as a union hall. This is where working class people had their wedding reception. Pretty drab in decorative sense, but what it lacked in appearance, it made up in sheer volume of food, a spread to die for. Food spread out on the bar, end to end. The promise of free food is what drew my father to these prenuptials. Man had serious balls. Also a skill to do any ethnic vocal inflection, from Polish to Tagalog, a man from the boondock to Modesto. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When Bilbo says he feels like butter spread over too much bread, I look at this podcast and sigh. 18 years? 19 years? I post stories from my dwindling drafts pile for the previous week, not the upcoming week. I dawdle on Sunday mornings until I feel compelled to post the weekly challenge. A simple spelling mistake on a file and there's nothing to hear until I fix it. A week later, nobody says anything. Just make it to 10, just make it to 15, just make it to 20. Why? Why do I do this? Why not?
And there you have it. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 948, the topic of spread. Some good stories came in. I don't know why. I'm barely writing any myself. I'm just, I don't know. The next topic, it's a pick two, semantics, chairs, pots and pans, landslide, fret, crystal. It's up on the page where I forgot to put the topic for the next one, spread, on the post last week, even though the link is there over on the right side. And y'all found it, but I forget something every week. Last week it was forgetting two somethings, the link and the next topic, as well as getting the file name right. Also not bothering to buy the Yeti microphone to replace the... It was one pin that broke off. I could have, you know, fixed it, but I was like, fuck it. I'm just tired. Did I even do anything for the, 19th anniversary of this thing on May 31st? I could look in the archive and probably not. I'm going to look right now, in fact. And let's go to archives, May of 2024. The arms dealer, which was on May 31st. Nope. I didn't put anything on that post that said it was the 19th anniversary. So I'm just... The tooth with the filling in it is annoying at best. You know, I take all my meds. They upped my blood pressure meds, gained a few more pounds. I keep saying that I'm going to do a walk in the evening, and I wake up the next morning wondering if I'm going to walk that morning. It's just... I'm in a rut. I've got a week off coming up soon, so maybe I'll waste that time to, you know, kind of like the summers and school time when it's August rolls around and you're like, what did I do with my summer? Well, y'all know the topic for next week, so I'll see you then.